This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Framing Britney Spears is a documentary that's had a lot of chitter chatter about it. It was only available in the States up until last night when Channel 9 finally aired it. So many different, you know, levels to the documentary when it comes to Britney Spears. But we wanted to talk to someone who knows her personally. And we've actually managed to get Britney Spears' personal makeup artist on the phone with us this morning. His name is Billy B and he joins us from the States right now. How are you, Billy?
I'm good. Hello, hello.
It's so good to have you on, Billy, because you were Britney's personal makeup artist when a lot of the stuff that we saw in the documentary last night was actually happening. But you're still friends now. You are still in contact with her to this day. How is Britney doing at the moment?
Britney is doing really well. I mean, certainly she could be doing a lot better. She has found a way to be happy. She is 100% optimistic about the way things are going and appreciates all the love and support.
So what was your take on the documentary Framing Britney Spears? A lot of it was centered around the conservatorship that she's under where her assets and her life are pretty much controlled. What's your take on all of that?
The two things that really stood out to me, the first and most important was sort of the testimony of Adam Streisand, who spoke about Britney's state of mind just after she had been released from the hospital. She knew that the conservatorship was inevitable. She was being proactive and reached out to him to get his advice about how to navigate that moving forward, which speaks to how well she was even just after leaving the hospital. And so what's so important about that now is this many years later, there's still this narrative that Britney is not well and not capable. And, you know, that was now 12 years ago when she was so capable right after being discharged from the hospital. So I felt like that was the real takeaway from the documentary. The other part that I loved was Felicia, Britney's longtime assistant and confidant and friend, reminding us of why the world fell in love with Britney in the first place. I found that, you know, amazing. And it was a bright spot in having to relive all of the horrible things that Britney was put through by the paparazzi, by the press, by tabloids, by comedians. And I just felt like it was really powerful, Felicia reminding us of who Britney really is.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And you look back at how she was treated and it's absolutely horrific. Are you fighting for Britney to be freed? You know, there is that movement, Free Britney. It's trending everywhere. Are you part of that movement?
You know, I am grateful to the movement because the movement is actually how Britney and I reconnected. Britney saw a rally that was streaming live and saw that I was at that rally.
Wow.
Along with actually Jason Alexander, who was her first husband, who was also at that rally. And she then reached out to me a couple of weeks later, you know, to thank me for it. And actually, what was interesting, she kind of warned me of what to expect in getting involved, not by her father, but by fans. You know, it's a slippery slope to navigate because no one knows what to believe. And you know, in my speaking out, I became one of the conspiracy theories myself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Interesting.
Okay. So you have been in direct contact with Britney, texts, calls, that sort of stuff. How does that work under the conservatorship? Does she have complete control over a mobile phone? Can she just text you or call you whenever she wants?
The short answer is no.
Wow.
Right. So, I mean, what I'll say about that is Britney literally could be in the CIA or something. I mean, she is so smart. And, you know, we have found a very secure way of communicating.
Okay, right.
Okay, oh,
we'll leave that there.
I did want to know as well, with the conservatorship, Britney did say a couple of, I think it was like nearly a year ago, that she wouldn't work again until her dad wasn't in, you know, in the profit kind of sector of her work. When her dad is not in control anymore, that's when she'll, you know, resume her Vegas residency and that kind of thing. Do you think that'll still stand? Do you think we're going to see any new music coming from Britney anytime soon?
I mean, what I can say about that is Britney has a strategy.
Okay.
She does not own her name. Wow. And she does not own her brand.
Mm.
And so, you know, I believe that part of her strategy is to stop making money that she does not have any control over.
Yes.
Smart strategy. Good for her.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it is a smart strategy, right.
We're on with Billy B, Britney Spears' personal makeup artist. Tell us, what kind of person is Britney Spears? Or more, I guess more to the point, what sort of person was Britney Spears at the height of her fame when, you know, a lot of the documentary stuff was filmed? And what sort of person is she now?
Well, I'll clarify, you know, as a freelance makeup artist, I just want to clarify that I worked with Britney. The first time I worked with Britney was for her Fantasy Twist commercial.
Uh-huh.
Then I did all of the live shows for X Factor through the Scream and Shout. So my work with her was, you know, while she was in the conservatorship,
right.
And during a time I didn't know she was in a conservatorship.
Oh, wow.
So my experience with her working, it was concerning. I mean, I knew something wasn't right. She was very lonely, very isolated, overly protected, for sure. On the set of X Factor, you know, there were no people in the green room. There were no friends. Even the other judges, you know, didn't come in the dressing room to visit with her. We were never left unmonitored, ever. So what was immediately interesting to me is when we reconnected, how different our relationship was, because it could be.
Right. Yeah, okay. So you're able to communicate a little more freely now through whatever means you're communicating.
The level of control blows my mind.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that's...
The level of control, I mean, I don't know if you guys saw 60 Minutes Australia the other night, but I talked about, you know, Britney is not allowed to drive her car. She's not allowed to marry. She doesn't have control of her own reproductive rights. She's not allowed to see friends. Her phone is restricted. You know, to stay in the positive lane, which is what Britney appreciates, is to, you know, stress the fact that, you know, she's in a great relationship with Sam Asghari. She sees her mother, she sees her sister, she sees her children. You know, she's found a way to be happy in the situation that she is in. She's the ultimate optimist, and I find it inspiring every day.
Do you believe that there's calls for help in her Instagram stories and posts that she puts up?
No. Okay. I mean, there is a narrative. You know, so when you think about that rationally, it would be different if, you know, Britney had been abducted and was, you know, whatever, then yeah, maybe SOS signals, whatever. You know, you might expect that. You know, there are so many, the movement, so to speak, you asked about that, is great. Britney appreciates the love and support. In my opinion, the movement is triumphant. It has succeeded. The world is watching.
Mm.
So what's important now is for people just to stick to the facts. The facts are bad enough, you know, without adding all of the conspiracy theory, you know, about, you know, bruises and, you know, it's, you know, there's a lot. It's a lot. And so Britney appreciates positivity. That's what she asks for. And that's what she appreciates.
Obviously, we live in a COVID world now, and it's blown my mind the amount of control Britney is under that you've, you know, described this morning. But in a post-COVID world, is there a chance we'll ever see Britney Spears perform in Australia again?
I mean, I don't know about Australia. She is a gigantic global superstar, and she will remain that way. And I believe that she will get what she wants. And I think it's important to understand what that is. And in this moment, she is asking for her father to be removed.
Mm.
That's what she's asking. And so it's important for people to understand that. And to respect the fact that, you know, Britney is very smart. She has a strategy. The strategy is working. And everyone should be very optimistic and, you know, love and support Britney. I mean, she's an extraordinary person. She's an extraordinary entertainer, and she's not finished.
I think it's a great note to end on.
Yeah.
Billy B was Britney Spears' personal makeup artist and a close friend who is still in contact with Britney. Obviously, the world's talking about Britney and Australia particularly after the Framing Britney Spears documentary went to air last night on Channel 9. Some amazing insights from a very close friend to Britney there. Billy B, thank you so much for your time and our love to you and to Britney.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for the opportunity. The Hit Breakfast Show.